Phillies and the Marlins on Tuesday. The return from injury of Vince Velasquez, making his first start since May 30th, but he was greeted rudely in the first.
That'll bring up Giancarlo Stanton. 2-1 pitch. Swing at a high drive, left center field, and crushed. And that ball is long gone. And Stanton has done it again, a first inning homer. It's his 29th of the year. And the Marlins lead it 1-0.
And Odubel Herrera is coming up. Ball four. Odubel threw the bat the wrong side.
Did he think we were still in Milwaukee?
I don't know what he was doing. In fact, that's where the Phillies bench was. Maybe he felt like at that point he had already thrown it into enemy territory, so he didn't cross the border.
Maybe he's been reading all the papers and watching his stuff. Maybe he thinks he's getting traded for to the Marlins.
Cameron Perkins coming up. Perkins, a push bunt towards first. Bohr comes in to get it. He'll have no throw to first as Conley didn't cover in time. Perkins legging it out. Another run is home, and the game is tied. It's 2-2.
All right.
2-2. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit left field. Ozuna going back to the track at the wall, and he is out of room. It's gone. Michael Franco has put the Phillies on top with a solo home run with one out here at the top of the eighth inning. And the Phillies are in front, 3-2. The pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Well hit. Deep left center field. Yelich going back, and that ball is gone.
Wow.
Opposite field, Nick Williams with his third home run of the season. A two-run shot here in the ninth inning, and some breathing room for Neris. Phillies now lead it 5-2.
Phillies break out late. They take it 5-2. A successful return Tuesday night for Vince Velasquez. He gives up just one earned run through six strong innings. The Phillies bullpen nailed down the win with three scoreless innings of one-hit ball. The Phillies send Nick Pivetta to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Dan Straley.